Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551. We've been telling you for a couple of years now about Slow Horses on Apple TV. The fourth season has started, and as well as enjoying Gary Oldman and Kristen Scott Thomas, Irish actor Ruth Bradley has joined the cast, and she joins me now from a London studio. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Ray.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
We were very excited at home to see an Irish actor in our favourite programme, Slow Horses.
That's good.
I know her. I know her. Yeah. So I've been recommending it to people. Now, some people take it and go with it and love it, and others don't. But it's been gathering momentum, hasn't it, over the last 2 years, Slow Horses?
Yeah, it's a dark horse.
Yeah.
People are kind of coming around to it weirdly now, like in the fourth season, like the one that's on telly or on Apple TV now.
Yeah.
And it's been on for years, but yeah, it's been a real slow burn. I mean, I hadn't seen it when I started meeting them for it, so yeah. They haven't done huge publicity for it really, but it's coming around now.
Yeah, and it's you explain it to the listeners.
Oh God, it's kind of like, well, it's basically a really bad bunch of spies who've been kicked out of MI5 and are like the worst, and they're headed up by this awful kind of smelly, rude, belligerent man who's actually a genius and who secretly loves them, and they're actually the best in the business. Mm. So it's kind of that. Does that cover?
That's very good. Yes. So Jackson Lamb is the boss man. He's played by Gary Oldman, and he's slovenly, and he appears to be the most horrible man in the world. When actually you scratch away at him, and he's lovely, and he's a big heart, and he's very funny, and as you say, he's a genius. He reminds me a bit like a sort of a Dustin character, you know, Dustin the turkey.
Jesus, I never put the two together.
Yeah, because he farts in the company of authority, you know, which is something that Dustin would do. And Gary Oldman has been getting loads of plaudits, and we'll talk about you in a minute, but he has been getting loads of plaudits, hasn't he, for his portrayal of Jackson Lamb.
Yeah, I mean, and he is, I mean, to me, like one of the most amazing actors alive and has had the most amazing career, but this kind of show, and like it's the first time he's ever done long form television, so you just get a real chance to, you know, spend a lot of time with him and watch this performance progress, and he's just like amazing in it.
And what's it like being, you know, because I suppose his reputation precedes him, if you know what I mean, and you're going in there, does that make you nervous or not?
Well, I suppose it would have, because, I mean, as a kid, I wanted to be him when I grew up, you know, when he was my idol. And then I found out I wasn't going to be. But he's a snuggly man like Gary Oldman. But he's such a lovely person, actually. Yeah. So kind of the first day of rehearsals, I was like, oh, that all melted away, really. I mean, every now and then you go, Jesus, it's Gary Oldman. But he's also just a lovely man, actually.
Yeah. So people remember you. I suppose you came onto our radar, if you like, in Love, Hate. Back in, that was around, what year was that? It seems like a long
70
time.
Years ago.
70. Yeah, well, let's go back further then. I didn't know, and we've spoken before, but I didn't know that you, your parents brought you to Newfoundland.
Oh, yes.
So you lived there for how long?
I lived there till I was nearly five.
Right.
Yes, from birth, basically. Yeah. You know, it was the late 80s, and there wasn't much money in Dublin, so they went over there and kind of settled there for a bit. And then, Mam was a Gaelgeor, and, you know, I was too over there, and kind of just wanted me to come home and go to the Gael school. So that's what brought us home.
Now, that's one reason. I also read that your dad didn't like the thoughts of you growing up with a Newfoundland accent.
That's true, actually. Well, I just had a very strong Newfoundland accent. He was like, oh God, we get her back to Dublin, you know, he's from Coolock. So.
Yeah, which is an Irish accent of sorts, isn't it? Because we've talked to people about this, that a large number of people from the Waterford area went over and settled in Newfoundland, and you can still hear remnants of the Waterford accent mixed with a Canadian accent over there.
Yes, I would describe it as like an Irish person trying to do a thick Canadian accent and not quite hitting it, you know, it's kind of their accent.
So are you thankful to your dad and your mum that they brought you back?
Very thankful. But, you know, I've worked in the mainland in Canada, like in Toronto and Vancouver, you know, in my 20s. And when I went back, I was like, God, I have a familiar kind of sense of this place. So, yeah. So it definitely was formative in a way.
Huh. And was it always, your dad's a doctor and your mum was an actor. So you had the choice there to follow the old mum or dad. And you chose mum, obviously. Was that from a young age?
That was from before I can remember,
right.
You know, because she took a break and she was a folk singer. She's an amazing Shannon singer. So I didn't really know she was an actress. You know, I'd been planning my own career. From before I knew, you know, but there was always kind of music and performance around in our houses.
Yeah. There's a great story there about you in Sive and your mates coming along to see you in Sive.
Oh, yes.
I love that story. It's
go
so
on
Irish.
The Ruth.
It's so, yeah, go on the Ruth.
I know, I'd forgotten that. God, they're amazing. Yeah, it was an amazing school. I went to Holy Faith in Clontarf and I was doing that play for a whole year all through my leave and started like touring the country. I did my orals in Galway and Cork and wherever we were doing the play. And then in Dublin, they all came into the Olympia, like 100 girls. And yeah, I was just so happy, you know. They all stood up, go on the Ruth.
So when you walked out for the first time, you go on the Ruth.
Yeah. No, they kept it mostly to the curtain call. But yes, yeah, somebody did say something when I walked out. But yeah,
go on the Ruth. I love the putting in the in the middle. It's not go on Ruth, it's go on the Ruth. Go on
I know.
Ruth. Yeah. So Slow Horses, did you, like, is this, I know you've been in Humans, we watch Humans, and the last time we spoke, I think you were in, which was a really good Irish movie, Grabbers, which probably went under a lot of people's radar.
Yeah.
And you've done loads of stuff since then. But this is, I think that maybe next year Slow Horses is going to feature big time in the Emmys. I know it got nominated this year, but I think next year it's going to get all the awards.
Great.
So it's a good year to be in it.
Yes.
Now, it's one of those ones, it's like old school television, so it only, you watch it every week. You can't binge watch it.
How do you feel about that? Is that nice or is it annoying?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I know it's your show, but it's the only...
I like it. I'm frustrated by it, but it brings me back to a time when, you know, to be continued.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yes,
you kind of have an event.
It is. Yeah, and it's something to look forward to. And so, yeah, I like it. I like it, and it's interesting to see. And I wonder how they decided to do it in streamers. You know, what was the thinking? What was the chats in the meetings? Because it is very much old school television, terrestrial television. It's going against what their model is. Have you seen the whole thing?
I have. I've seen the whole thing, yeah.
Right.
It really ramps up now for the last few episodes. It really goes at a lick and, it's great, but it gets even more exciting.
Yeah, and will there be season 5?
Yeah, there will. I think it'll go on forever. I
mean, and will you be in it?
Who knows, Larry? Who knows? You'll have to watch the end of this season.
I think by the tone of your voice, you will be. And, I'll be saying to Jenny, she doesn't die. I spoke to her on the radio. She doesn't die. So was you went to London early, like immediately after Sive or thereabouts, did you?
Yeah, straight after the Leave and Search. Yeah, I mean, I went to Trinity for, you know, a few weeks and then I dropped out of there and then I came over here.
That must have been tough, was it?
It was absolutely horrendous. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, really. But I had a dream and kind of tenacity. But the first few years were just awful because I looked very young as well. So I was really kind of between casting brackets. And, you know, I'd never lived on my own. And I was living with strangers. And yes, and no matter what's happened since, I think, well, at least it's not as bad as when I moved over after the leaving.
Yeah. And did you relate cousins or anything over there?
Nothing, not a soul. No. Nothing. Nobody, no.
Because that happening now probably wouldn't happen now, would it? I don't think parents would allow a leaving cert to go over to and live on their own in London.
I know, it seems quite mad. And it wasn't like the age of, I mean, you know, but we didn't have like smartphones and stuff. It was like, I had my A to Z. It was like before you could do Google Maps or any of those things. So it kind of is hard to believe, but it was a different world really when I came here. I can't believe I'm still here, but I can also totally believe. It feels like yesterday and it feels like a different life.
And was there friction between the two, you know, your dad, a doctor, and your mum, an actor? You know, different worlds apart really in a lot of ways.
You mean like when I wanted to do this job?
Exactly.
And no, actually. My dad was very, very supportive. You know, he never kind of said you should be a doctor. Yeah, no, he never. I don't know. Yeah, not at all.
No. Yeah, okay. Mm. I was watching one of those in-depth conversations that people talk about process and all that and creating worlds, you know, those actuary ones that you did.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, you put a lot of work into this character. So you did weights training, which you've never done before.
No, never done that, yeah.
Because your character is Emma Flight, and she's head of security for MI5. They're known, I don't know, in a derogatory way, as dogs. Mm-hmm. But they're hard-nosed people. And you're the head of that. So it's a female in a male-dominated world. So that's fun to play, is it?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to mine in that, you know, like, what would that be like for her? And, you know, like, how would she choose to dress? How would she choose to, you know, display her femininity or not? And, you know, there's so many ways you can go with that. So that was real great crack to make up, but also, you know, be very strong and able to take someone in a fight. Ugh.
Yeah. So there's fighting coming.
Oh, God, maybe.
I'm looking at a picture of you now. It's from an article 2015, and you and Robert Sheehan.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because you were his sister in Love, Hate. Do you stay in contact, or?
God, no, I haven't seen Robbie in years. No. He kind of went away, and now I think he lives in Ireland, last I heard. So,
yeah,
like down in the West Cork. So,
They're all buying up down there now. There's him, there's Paul Mescal, there's Saoirse Ronan.
Heard that.
Yeah.
I know.
And then
yeah.
there's Jeremy Irons, he's a castle down there. So you're nobody.
He's been there for a long time.
You're nobody in the acting world unless you have a house down in West Cork. So that's
I must get one of them.
So you're mother to two girls.
Yes.
What ages are they?
They're 2 and 4.
Right. Hands full.
Yeah. I know, yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
I just come into BBC studio to do this and I have a massive scrape across my eye and, you know, somebody was like, what happened to you under my eye? I was like, that's my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
That's life. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, looks like I've been in a fight.
And, you know, when you become a parent, you see the world obviously differently. You see it through baby's eyes and your priorities change. And how would you feel about your girls going into the world that you're in?
I'd be pretty sad, to be honest.
Would you?
I wouldn't encourage it.
Right.
But equally, I mean, if, like, you know, if they decided like I did, I kind of, you know, told my parents from before I can remember. And if they really loved it, I wouldn't stop them, you know. But but I'd be hoping they'd be doctors, I suppose.
Like their grandfather.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in mentioning Saoirse Ronan, of course, you're starring alongside Jack Loudon, who recently married Saoirse Ronan. He plays the part of Forrest. Jenny and I, and just get your opinion on this one, were saying he'd make a great James Bond. Jack Loudon, do you think?
Yes. God, I hadn't thought, but of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Scottish. I mean, I know he's supposed to be English.
Sean Connery. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he would, yeah.
And he'd be different enough from the last guy, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. He's amazing actor, Jack, but he does the balance of humour and straight very well, doesn't he? Which I think is important for Bond if you're going to keep doing that franchise.
And
I should be playing Bond, Ray.
You should. I was just about to say that because both you and Jack Loudon can run well. That's
Exactly.
Because it's not a given.
Like, it's not a given.
Tom Cruise can run well. Jack Loudon, Ruth Bradley, all good
this
runners.
Is it.
Yes. So Slow Horses is on Apple TV, Gary Oldman, Kristen Scott Thomas and our own Ruth Bradley. Go on the Ruth. Ruth, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.